Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. And after a crisp start with temperatures in the 30s and 40s across the area, a nice rebound in progress. Quickly, temperatures are now climbing through the 50s and 60s on our way into the lower to mid 70s for afternoon highs with plenty of sunshine. That high pressure center will dominate the weather picture through tonight and tomorrow. So another clear, seasonably cool night tonight, mainly in the 40s, but some 30s in surrounding communities, and more sunshine and even warmer temperatures for tomorrow, with most everyone getting into the middle 70s. At this point, we'll track a front through the Great Lakes and in our direction for the day on Saturday. Skies will begin to cloud up on Saturday morning, and by lunchtime and through the afternoon, we run the risk of a few passing showers. High temperatures on Saturday will be a bit cooler as a result of the clouds, and readings will be in the upper 60s. Behind this front, blustery, somewhat cooler weather as we get into the latter stages of the holiday weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Sunday, and more sunshine for Columbus Day on Monday, with highs staying in the lower 60s. A few clouds will start to mix in as we begin a warm-up through the middle part of next week. With that mixture of sunshine and clouds for both Tuesday and Wednesday, highs will bounce back into the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Right now, it looks like Hurricane Matthew will stay along the southeast coast or even offshore and not affect our weather. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, located about 25 miles west-northwest of Nassau in the Bahamas, and also about 180 miles southeast of West Palm Beach, Florida. The eye is moving toward the northwest near 14 miles per hour between Andros Island and Nassau in the Bahamas. This general motion is expected to continue today with a turn toward the north-northwest tonight or early tomorrow. On the forecast track, Matthew should cross the northwestern Bahamas later today and move close to or over the east coast of Florida through Friday night. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew was a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some additional strengthening is possible, and Matthew should remain a Category 4 hurricane while it approaches the Florida coast. Hurricane warnings have been extended north and are now in effect for the southeast coast of the United States from Golden Beach, Florida, north to Edisto Beach, South Carolina, including Lake Okeechobee. A hurricane watch is in effect from Edisto Beach northward to South Santee River, South Carolina. Hurricane conditions will continue over the central Bahamas and now are spreading over the northwestern Bahamas. Tropical storm conditions are first expected in Florida within the next several hours, followed by hurricane conditions, which are expected to reach the hurricane-warned area in Florida by late today and will spread northward within the warning area through tomorrow. Hurricane conditions are possible in the hurricane watch area in northeast Georgia and South Carolina by early Saturday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 10 at Bridgeport, California.
For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 90 set in 1900, and the record low 24 in 1965. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:27 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with some fog developing, upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with some fog and lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-70s. Showers likely Saturday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Sunday, lower 60s. Lower 60s with mostly sunny skies Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs bouncing back into the upper 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.